From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. prepares to strike at the heart of Islamic State. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. That force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Secretary Carter testified about that before the House Armed Services Committee in Washington Tuesday.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Secretary Carter says a deployment is being done in cooperation with Iraq's government. NATO says it'll be keeping about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge the troops as part of its Resolute Support mission in the region. He says that figure is in line with the current NATO troop strength in Afghanistan. The Syria-based Islamic State group is expanding its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has now grown to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News.